Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on alert with the evening news. First, the headlines. First meeting of Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election Bills held. Centre unveils cashless treatment scheme for road accident victims. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari announces Pan-India scheme for driver training institutes. And Advisor IT and Communication H. Sechonkyu Sangtam emphasizes importance of collective efforts in nation building. Now the news in detail. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on two bills related to One Nation, One Election was held today in New Delhi. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. Talking to media, Committee Chairperson, BJP MP, P.P. Chaudhary said, as far as the procedure is concerned, the committee will make an effort to listen to all stakeholders, be it legal experts, members of civil society or from judiciary or political parties.
प्रयास करेंगे कि सारे स्टेक होल्डर्स हैं जिसकी ओपिनियन जिसकी राय बहुत अहम है चाहे वो लीगल एक्सपर्ट हों चाहे सिविल सोसाइटी से हों चाहे जुडिशरी से हों अलग अलग क्षेत्र से पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज हों कि हम सबको सुने सबकी राय लें और उस राय को लेने के बाद जो पार्लियामेंट ने हमें बिल दिया है उसको हम ओपन माइंड से उसको एग्जामिन करेंगे.
During the meeting, representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice, Legislative Department, briefed the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The 39-member committee has 27 members from the Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. Union Minister of Road, Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, has said that around 1.80 lakh deaths occurred due to road accidents in 2024. Addressing a press conference on road safety meeting with transport ministers of all states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari mentioned that nearly 30,000 people died because of not wearing a helmet.
1,80,000 मौतें हुई, 30,000 लोगों की मौतें जो है वो हेलमेट न पहनने के कारण हुई है. मेरी बात ये है कि 18 से 34 वयोवर्ग में 66% मौतें हुई है. हमारे स्कूल और कॉलेज के सामने एग्जिट एंट्री पॉइंट में उसकी ठीक व्यवस्था न होने के कारण 10,000 बच्चों की मौतें हुई. पहली बात तो रोड सेफ्टी, इस विषय पर काफी डिटेल में चर्चा हुई और ब्लैक स्पॉट्स को आइडेंटिफाई करना, रोड इंजीनियरिंग, ऑटोमोबाइल इंजीनियरिंग में हमने सुधार किए हैं, आइडेंटिफाई करके रीजन पे चर्चा हुई और आगे सबने मिलकर ये निर्धारण तय किया कि हम इसको कम करने की कोशिश करेंगे.
He highlighted that a cashless treatment scheme for road accident victims was launched during the meeting. Mr. Gadkari said that the government under this scheme will provide maximum of up to 1.5 lakh rupees for treatment to accident victims. Around 2 lakh rupees will be provided for the deceased in hit and run cases. Union Minister of Road, Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, also announced a scheme for the Pan-India setup of Driver Training Institutes, DTIs. The scheme will provide incentives for setting up DTIs and additional incentives for the integrated infrastructure of automated testing stations and DTIs. He said that there is a lack of skilled drivers in the country and the government is committed to setting up more driving training centres in the country. Noting that road safety was the utmost priority in the meeting, Mr. Gadkari said all kinds of issues, solutions and steps were discussed to drive transformation in road and transport sector of the country. Advisor, IT and Communication, H. Sechonkyu Sangtam, has emphasised the importance of unity and collective efforts in nation building. Speaking at the 50th anniversary of the Lirisay Yangdong Suro Pumji in Lirisay village, Duensang district yesterday, the advisor stressed the need for a shared vision focused on improving livelihoods and building a better future for the community. Highlighting the significance of individual contributions, Mr. Sangtam encouraged everyone to work towards creating a legacy of excellence and progress within the community, emphasizing that unity is key to achieving collective greatness. Chief of the Air Staff, Amarpreet Singh, today attended the National Cadet Corps NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh said that NCC is doing a commendable job in bringing the nation together. He expressed happiness calling NCC a hub of young minds who are trained towards nation building. Mr. Singh also encouraged the youth to join NCC and take the country's growth forward. He said that the NCC helps in imparting the skills of selfless service, leadership, patriotism and discipline, among others. The Air Staff Chief also asserted that the Indian Air Force will offer every possible help through training and other programs to the NCC. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Deputy Commissioner of Mokokchung, Suvisev Poji, has allowed JKM Infra Works Guwahati, Assam, to carry out blasting of stone at the construction site of two-lane road in National Highway 61, now NH2, at Angat Yongpang Tsir River area due to the road widening. The stone blasting will take place between DEF Police Church to Yisemyong tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. The permission is granted on the conditions that the contractor ensures that the road remains safe for commuters, including their lives and possessions. The company should also abide by the applicable regulation of the 2008 Explosives Act and will be responsible for any harm to life or property. The Tsengkam Nyo Kam Mini Hornbill Festival is set to be celebrated from 15 to 17 January at Pungro Town in Kifire District. A report.
The event will be graced by Advisor Food and Civil Supplies, KT Sikalu as special guest and Advisor Youth Resource and Sports, S. Gershu as guest of honor. Advisor Home Guard and Civil Defense of Gyeongsimyu is the festival host. Highlights of the event include log drums, bowling competition on folk song, indigenous games and indigenous cooking. It will also feature Dongsangamyo Marathon, 4th edition of the Dorokchu Memorial Badminton Tournament and 16th edition of Saramati Soccer Competition, among others. Kupuli Akashwani News Kohima.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today launched a special song of Akashvani and Doordarshan dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in New Delhi. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, Director General of Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad and Director General of Akashvani Pragya Paliwal Gaur were also present on the occasion. Mahakumbh 2025 is being held from 13 January to 26 February at Prayagraj. In Assam, 21 para divers today retrieved the body of one of the trapped coal miners from the flooded mine after more than 48 hours. The deceased has been identified as a native of Nepal. Intensive search and rescue operations are underway to rescue the remaining laborers trapped inside the illegal rat hole coal mine at Umrangso in Dimma Hasau district. Army, Navy, National and State Disaster Response Forces and other agencies are working continuously to rescue the trapped coal miners. In weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions are very likely to continue during night and early morning hours in isolated pockets in Nagaland, Assam, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 13th of this month. In Nagaland, the state capital Kohima is expected to witness a minimum temperature of 4 degrees Celsius and maximum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius tomorrow. Temperature in Dimapur is likely to range between 11 degrees Celsius and 23 degrees Celsius. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. First meeting of Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election Bills held. Centre unveils cashless treatment scheme for road accident victims. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari announces Pan-India Scheme for Driver Training Institutes. And Advisor IT and Communication H. Satronkyu Sangtam emphasizes importance of collective efforts in nation building. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.